702 podcast. Go to 702.co.za.
18 minutes past four. We thought this might be an interesting story. Perhaps you're a woman who's found yourself in much the same situation as Jules Harding. If that name rings a bell, it's because, of course, you probably know her from the band Good Luck Live. She put a post on Facebook yesterday, which we picked up, and it was all about her decision to have breast reduction surgery. And, I mean, it's quite an intimate story to speak about, right, in the public domain, but she's doing it for a very specific reason. She was well endowed, and she decided, after experiencing a great deal of pain, particularly back pain, as I understand it, she went to a doctor, and she was obviously advised by medical professionals that what she needed to do to eradicate this back pain was have breast reduction surgery. Now, I'm not sure what this costs. I don't know how many of you have gone through the procedure. But what I understand is that it can become a very, very painful condition indeed after a time. And that if you don't have this reduction surgery, you're essentially putting part of your body at risk because your back is taking quite a lot of the strain. The interesting thing is she is with Momentum Medical Aid. And Momentum doesn't pay for that kind of reductive surgery. My reduction surgery, my assessment is that they consider it a kind of cosmetic surgery that is not really necessary. She's also tagged Discovery South Africa, Discovery Health, in her post, saying she's challenging that company as well to look at this policy exclusion. And it's because, you know, she was told by her medical aide that, you know, they after sending them all her letters, her motivations, her drawings, hoping they will cover it as a legitimate solution to preventing further back surgery later in her life, the claim was declined, and she was told this is an exclusionary procedure which we do not cover. You signed the contract and therefore you agreed to it. Jules Harding joins us on the line now. Jules, good afternoon, and thank you very much for making yourself available. And thank you for speaking about this in the public domain. I think a lot of women would be embarrassed to come out and talk about this, but I think what you're doing is really important. And so I want to thank you for bringing it to our attention. First of all, how are you recovering?
Oh, thanks. I'm recovering well, actually. The surgery is very successful. I had a fantastic surgeon, and I seem to be recovering faster than what I was advised I would recover. So I'm quite happy about how it's going.
That's wonderful to hear. Would you just give me a sense of the symptoms that you were experiencing before you had the breast reduction?
Sure. Well, I mean, if you've seen our band Good Luck Live on stage, you probably would know that we're high energy. I particularly jump around a lot. You know, it's part of my career. I'm a very energetic person, and I don't know whether that was the trigger or whether it was just general lifestyle, working, you know, sometimes at a computer or sitting down every day at a desk. But slowly over the last 2 years, my back started to become really sore between my shoulder blades, and it was something that was, in the beginning, it was just, I just thought I had, you know, back problems. So I went to see a few chiropractors, I went to see GP, I went to see a couple of specialists, and I just thought it was kind of like deterioration of my back and my spine. And over time, it just got worse and worse, and it became very debilitating for me. I couldn't really function. You know, by 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my back was so sore I'd have to go lie down and put a hot water bottle on it pretty much every single day. Mm-hmm. And then I just, you know, I just, after speaking to a few doctors, I realized that this was an option to me, and one that would more than likely very quickly sort out my back issues. You know, I've got very large breasts. I'm 5E. And 34E. And I was just told that if I went down to something smaller than a D cup, I would immediately alleviate the problems I was having with my back. So I made the decision that I wanted to do it.
Yes.
I obviously submitted my claims to medical aid. I did have a feeling that it wasn't something that was going to be approved, simply because I've been told by friends it's a very difficult procedure to get past medical aid.
Yes.
I tried my best. I motivated it. I got all the specialists and surgeons and doctors that had seen me to write letters, and my plastic surgeon to also write a motivational letter. And we sent drawings, we sent photographs, and we sent it off to medical aid. Unfortunately, I was not responded to 3 times. So after the third attempt of getting to get hold of them, I eventually got a response. And it was just to say, like you said, sorry, this is an exclusionary policy. But again, I didn't kick up a fuss. I didn't fight back because I had saved up enough money to do it. So yes. I went ahead and did the procedure. But then it was just kind of afterwards thinking about it. I was thinking to myself, you know, it's just such a pity that this is something that is just not considered something that's medical. It's just automatically taken as something that's cosmetic. And I think for some women, obviously it would be a cosmetic change, but there are those who are genuinely suffering with bad back problems, and it's because of large breasts, you know. And I think it's something that really medical aid should be reconsidering.
Absolutely. I mean, what are the specific grounds for refusal, Jules? Do they come out and specifically say, we categorize this as a cosmetic procedure, for example?
Yes, it's elective. So they say you choosing to have it, you know, anything breast. And my understanding is that anything involving the breast that is not cancer or something, you know, like some sort of sickness, would be considered elective and cosmetic. And cosmetic, you know, and obviously, I mean, there would be cases where that would be, you know, any kind of augmentation to your breasts would be a cosmetic decision. For, you know, just saying, I want them smaller, I want them bigger. There would be cases where that would apply.
But absolutely. I think
in my case, and in lots of other women's case, where you're motivating it with chronic pain every day, you know, that's not cosmetic. It's not elective. You either do that or, I don't know, you continue to suffer, you know?
Yes, of course.
And of course, my other argument was just down the line, if I couldn't afford to have the surgery down the line, you know, I would have had more problems, more issues with my back. I think it would have been way more expensive to cover major back surgery. And one of my motivations to challenging the medical aid is to say, surely if you guys are preaching prevention rather than cure in a lot of your marketing and the way that you function, you know, giving gym contracts and all that kind of stuff, this is another box to tick on that level, because if you are helping women prevent major back surgery down the line, then that's prevention is better than cure, and it will be in my understanding, a far cheaper procedure to cover than a major back or spinal surgery.
Yes, absolutely. Tell me about the cost of it. Are you comfortable telling me what you paid for this surgery?
Yeah,
out of your
absolutely.
Pocket?
Yeah, absolutely. My total cost was 73,000 rand.
Good heavens.
which is quite a lot. But I went to a very, very, very good surgeon in Cape Town, one of the best. And I was in a private clinic.
Yeah, well, so, you don't need to apologize.
You know, it doesn't have to cost,
yeah.
It doesn't have to cost as much as that. But you know, I would say it can cost, you know, 50,000 to 60,000 rand. But again, I mean, when you're comparing it to major back surgeries, it's a drop in the ocean. You know, those can rack up to hundreds of thousands of rand.
Right. Now, I understand Momentum has agreed to a meeting with you on Monday. Is this after you went public on social media?
Yes, it is.
And
honestly, I didn't expect my post to take off like it did. I just wanted to kind of speak my mind.
Yes.
I tend to do that sometimes being a musician. I had a bit of a strong opinion about it. I just wanted to just put it out there and see what would come back. And if you go and read the post on our Facebook page, you'll see how many women this has affected and how many issues far bigger than mine. Situations where there are women who are weighing 60 kilograms and have size double H breasts are, you know, trying to live with that condition. The bra straps are like making their shoulders bleed. I mean, you know, that kind of thing where you just like, it's outrageous. And there's so many women out there who are struggling who would love to have the surgery, but also are not in a financial position to do so, and on medical aid are not covering it for them.
Well, Jules,
Well,
I put it
online, and Momentum have come back to me, and they're flying down to meet me on Monday, which is interesting. So let's see what happens.
All right, we'll check in with you again on Monday, if that's okay, to just see exactly how your talks with Momentum have gone. They elected not to speak to us this afternoon because this meeting is planned for Monday. But I want to thank you for highlighting it, Jules. I think it's a very important issue, and it also plays into what is the perception of many people, but I think it's certainly a perception. perception of mine that medical aid is primarily designed from a male point of view and then adapted for female patients wherever relevant. And I think that's what we need to start turning around. We need to start looking at the way it's designed and start asking ourselves questions about how much women's health is taken into account in the way medical aid is designed. Jules Harding, thank you for speaking to us. She's a member of Good Luck Life.